Previously on CSI Mwangi Expanse.
What the hell just happened?
What happened? Jack,
look at this. This world looks weird.
It's like a painting, like someone's written this world into existence.
Have you seen there's a carnival over there? I can hear the music in the distance, but it's not a carnival. It's like a weird...
Wait, Jack.
Carnival.
What the hell? Who's that over there on the floor?
Hey.
It's a bird man.
It's a bird man. Hey, bird man.
Mate, don't call me a bird, mate. It's really offensive to Tengus.
We're Detective Mac and Jack.
Hello.
Mac and Jack Attack.
Mac and Jack's Attack League.
Yeah.
Justice.
We're cops.
All right.
Justice for Such. Goodness. That's our attack line.
You're in a league?
Yeah.
Like a five-a-side or not?
No, there's just two of us.
We're looking for a monkey killer. You seen any monkey killers around here?
I'll never tell you anything.
You better tell him.
All right, I will. I saw a monkey the other day.
What a monkey? Mean, a monkey?
A monkey came through here the other day.
Oh, did he do this to you and your friends?
Yes.
He did? The monkey did it?
The monkey's now a crow killer.
A killer monkey.
So the monkey, what the hell?
He's a monkey crow killer.
So are we catching a crow killer now, or what?
It's a monkey crow killer.
We're a monkey crow killer finders.
I'm sorry he did this to you.
Oh, that's right. You're going to get me medical attention now, aren't you?
We got to get out of here, Jack.
What?
Yeah, we can't stick around here.
Oh, my.
Sorry, bird brains.
Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
I'm eager to rescue the people of this realm. I'm wondering now, Bird, why you're so eager to hold up that quest.
If Carrigal was here, which he might be somewhere.
Oh my god! Let me stealth for a little bit.
Have you not got any money, Carrigal?
How about we all go get the tokens, and then we go see Patchwork Prince, and we'll put a sword in him.
The mountainside comes tumbling down to where you are. It's funny to throw rocks at small people.
I pick up a rock and I throw
The adventure continues now.
Well, it's good they're back.
Yep, happy to have them back.
Mac and Jack are back.
I'm going to be putting Dying Tengu Thug onto my CV. That feels very much like good. I was just in Casualty.
You
there.
Can put that on your voice reel.
Oh, I absolutely will. It's some of my best work.
Some of your best work. I think that's good, yeah.
Nice to have Mac and Jack back, and nice to be back. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Danger Club podcast. That took a turn.
It's the last record of the day.
There has been some debate here in the studio recently while we were popping to the loo or having some malted milks or doing the many useful things we do in our breaks. The question of loot came up among the party, and I said a little couple of episodes ago, I said if you wanted to retroactively pop back to the town and make use of the shops, then I would be happy for you to do that. And Fulton, you decided you're going to avail yourself of that.
Well, I wasn't going to, but then Scott went round to everyone, started with me first.
You're the only one in the room.
And then
make him feel special. I mean,
So we got obviously that plus two armor. Well, that chain shirt that had a plus two rune on it, and Scott apparently took it. Not Scott, Carrigor took it. And then was like,
even though it was the size of a flannel, it's on the doll. One of you gave it to me, didn't you?
The chain shirt.
Yeah.
No. It's a down with a description of like you peel back the shirt, which I was like, ooh, it's a bit weird to touch it. And there's a very nice chain shirt, and you were like, oh, cool.
Was your confirmation.
He's just sort of
whip.
We had a conversation where you and we were like, well, it's only us two that can wear that, and you went, yeah. I was like, all right.
That did happen.
I mean technically.
Oh, yeah, that did
technically,
happen.
Technically, though, not even because it's a magical shirt. It reaffirms its size whenever you put it on. That's what happens when it's magic.
So anyway, then Scott was like, how much do you want for it? 400. I'll give you 450.
Bear in mind, so the selling price. The selling price is like 530 or something.
And then proceeded to barter with me. Now I've never, you know, played Baldur's Gate 3. I don't know if you know that. Just give my
really. You don't talk about that much.
You haven't mentioned
just
that
give,
at all.
You know, your party the loot that you find that works.
In Baldur's Gate, you're managing six people. This is entirely different. This don't make me show you the YouTube channel, which is just called D&D Isn't Baldur's Gate, because that's.
And then went to Colin and James and Dan.
Yeah,
yeah. I was in the running. I would have bought, I was going to buy it. I was,
yeah, yeah.
But I ended up buying. I gave him three moderate healing potions, and I've done it. So yeah,
I feel we've reached a crossroads. You know, is this where we're at now? We're at a barter in amongst the group.
Well,
the
I stuff because
we
think
didn't we make an agreement very early on that we were going to share all the loot. Weren't we?
Yeah.
If we
yeah
sold things like that, that it would be shared.
Just because somebody like, spent all their money
on shitty arrows.
Yeah, can't remember where he spent his money, but he spent it.
Y'all have got between 500 and 700 gold pieces each. I've got zero and no health potions.
James has got 900.
No, James has got 900 gold pieces.
Because I don't buy arrows.
I've somehow
Scott
got zero.
You
I
bought.
We've done the maths and I've worked out I spent maximum 80 gold pieces on the all the arrows that you guys are like, oh, you got these holy trick arrows and they're worth millions of gold pieces. I spent maybe 75 gold pieces on them total.
No, that's what the arrow seller told you when he charged you 8 times the price of your arrows.
I've got 4 healing potions, man.
I had none, and do you know what? I bought it successfully. Fulton got a great deal out of it. He paid far less than they were worth. I got some fucking... You know what? If you talk about sharing loot for fucking things, how has everyone got healing potions and I haven't? Oh, you don't share them around, do you? I had to barter for those. So I had to give away some shit.
We bought one because we didn't buy any arrows.
Yeah, I bought one as well, and I gave it to a dying cockatrice.
You did.
Yeah, we bought like 4 or 5. How have you not got any money? That's weird.
Exactly. Thank you. That's the point.
So, Angelings, you will be better placed to answer this than we will, because I think some of you listen to this podcast more than we do sometimes. If any of you happen to be re-listening at the moment and on you're around the end of the Slithering. At the end of the Slithering, the Danger Club, with Caragor not there, are given a massive treasure chest full of gold, while Caragor is off having been kidnapped by the evil party. Later on, Caragor is rescued and brought back into the Danger Club. So if you're listening, if any of you can find an episode where these guys share that gold with Caragor, then I would love to know it.
I've literally just listened to this.
Yeah?
Honestly, yeah. And what happens is we get the gold and then someone runs up and says Caragor's missing.
Yeah.
And then and all the orcs have been killed.
Yeah.
And then Shania walks off and we just follow it and we leave the treasure there.
That doesn't explain how some of you had Alvarda has 900 gold on his
so
sheet.
So we either did it off air and divvied it up.
Yes.
Or we... There's a later episode where we all went back and got the treasure, which I don't think happened.
You don't go in game. You definitely got it because I gave you a sheet with everything written down. I give you a spreadsheet of all of the treasure you got from the Slithering.
So we
actually get this because other people have been throwing the gold around. Velden, everybody throws the gold around. I think it should have been more, but I didn't write on my sheet some missing gold. And I was like, I'm sure I should have got some reward. And I just wrote it off because I couldn't remember where it was,
I
and it was on the sheet.
There is a cut for you. Like, we all just took our cut. We did divvy it up 6 ways, but we just never told you how much it was.
How the turns have tabled.
Having said that, though, that was a long, long time ago. We have done a lot since then.
I was 6 years
and I'm pretty sure you have.
So what you're saying is that it's accrued interest.
You fucking what I'm saying is you spent it. You spent it, boy.
It's a statute of limitations kind of situation.
Yeah.
So if you can look up how much that was.
I'm not.
Because didn't you buy some?
Probably like 700
runes. Have you bought some other stuff? People have been quite through. Because the trouble with me, magic items for wizards are insanely expensive. Right. It's like 8 grand for a ring of mild goodness, and you're like, wow, that's really expensive.
Well, I tell you what, are not expensive though, Velda, is spending time in downtime to pay people to add shitloads of spells to your spellbook, which you can wizards can do at any point in any time in a settlement.
Well,
you can just
not,
be like, I will just buy as many spells as I can get.
Well,
you can have so many spells.
What I was going to use, but then we got sucked into this shitty machine. So, like,
I'm not saying you couldn't have found a. You say you couldn't have found a wizard to teach you spells in Fable. You found a sheep man who served you, maybe his family.
You know what I mean? I think, and I did write that just surprisingly tiny town off, but maybe it's behind every door. There's a wondrous,
well supplied.
There's an incredibly powerful sorcerer who likes to, you know, I don't know. collect teapots.
Very, very well supplied. Speaking of weird little hill towns, there's a new episode of The Danger Files out tomorrow on Patreon. Patreon.com/DangerClubPodcast. Yeah. See, it's more. There's no sheep people that serve their families.
If you haven't listened to the first episode that went out on the main feed 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'd say subscribe, listen to the second one, then listen to the first one. Do it. Do you?
Yeah, do that actually.
Just twist your melon, man.
George Lucas yourself up.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless, we have allowed Fulton to put that armor rune on his armor. We said he did that back in Fable, so you've got that attached now. I won't play out a scene with a blacksmith. Let's just assume it was the ship again, and Fulton had another round. And is now armored up, and some money has changed hands, and you've won a joke contest with a brass dwarf. You are still accompanied by...
So it is a brass dwarf.
By Algan. It is a brass dwarf, yes.
Fuck, what the fuck? Card work then.
It is. They are situational. Sometimes they work in some situations, not others.
Okay.
You're still with Algon the Everseeing. Algon the Everseeing, who is a paladin, who has come along with you. And you were able, with the help of the card, to persuade him not to attack you and to come along. And I don't know. What do we think of Algon? He seemed trustworthy. Seemed like a good buddy.
No. Seems very literal.
Bit of a tool, bro. But you know,
if you say one thing, he'll you know attack you because you've gone away from the thing that he thought you said.
Thinking a bit of a Hell Knight vibe.
It's a very paladin way of thinking as well. It's just sort of like there is right and wrong,
white
and black in the world. No shades of grey.
To be fair, he does use the word murder a lot, which isn't very paladin-y.
No, he's a murder paladin.
Possible.
Well, he's a bit like, you know, Songsteel.
Arkan Songsteel?
Arkan Songsteel.
Bad paladin.
Oh my
the
god!
Best, the greatest paladin in the world.
James's first D&D character from when we played together. Yeah. The worst paladin ever.
He was the best paladin ever. He was in a team of extreme moral sort of denigration and being a paladin. It's like, well, you got to police the team. It's like, I'm not policing the team. Because they literally murdered me.
You know how I know that he was...
It was the greater good.
Uh-huh.
That was always his argument. It's the greater good.
The greater good, which was always you surviving.
Well, it would be me surviving and just having a good time on a Monday rather than just being a fucking dick every week. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. Despite some of the horrific things that happened on that campaign, he was still like, the greater good!
You know how I know he was a terrible paladin.
It was a great
time. In one of the last encounters, you had to fight like versions of yourself, and I built an anti-paladin using basically exactly his stats, and it was a really good anti-paladin. I was like, wow, you've built the perfect villain in here. I had to do nothing to this character to make them really deadly. Oh, well... Let's hope this paladin turns out to be a little better. So you're standing outside this big structure. So you're about sort of near the top of the volcano. If you kept climbing for a while longer, you could get to the top of the caldera and be looking down into the volcano itself. But you're kind of at the side where there is this big structure built up. You can see lots of towers. If you imagine a kind of dwarven city, that's got one of what we're thinking of here. But not like a whole city. It's like a fort, a few big...
It has got night and day holes, though, has it?
It has night and day holes.
Thank goodness. Can we hear the gentle sound of a dishwasher going inside?
Caragor. Caragor, I forgot.
Hello?
Here's a bag of 650-odd gold pieces
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
No, I definitely know that. Look.
That is a lot of money just to hand over just in case.
I forgot. I held on to it for you.
Wait, do you now know that for a fact?
It was around 650.
But do you know he didn't get it?
I'm pretty sure that that's what happened.
No,
I mean, obviously,
sure
we've got
enough.
Loads and loads of money and he hasn't.
I'll tell you what, you keep that in the party bank.
Oh, I'll stick it in my skyrocket.
And if we find out some things, then I'll take it. But if not...
It was just looking out over this mountain.
Buy yourself something nice. Okay?
Looking out over this mountain.
We do just
made
Caragor.
Me go, yeah, look at this. Yeah. I thought it just made me reminded me of the money that someone...
It's all right, we don't need money. The real money's the friends we make along the way.
I'll take my share, says Algan.
Oh, no. Wait, you weren't there for this.
You said I was a member of the Danger Club.
No, I said you were an honorary member.
Do we not split everything equally?
No, in the contract it says that honorary members don't get the money.
It's only when you joined at the time. If you read the contract, it says any money previously split.
Are you represented by a union?
Basically, if we get any money from now on, then you get your cut.
Right.
But that was from a long time ago.
You can see him looking down the mountain and considering how long it'll take to go down there and find the Azer that fell down the side of the mountain. He's like, fine. All right.
All right.
You look up at the... Looking up at the structure, there is a sign, and you can see a mug of ale written on the sign, and there is something written in... Does anyone speak Jotun?
No.
No. In which case, there is something written Jotun. There's something written in weird, weird runic symbols over it. And there is a sign. There is a sign below it with some more of those. Some more of those symbols. And there is a. There is a picture of. It's like a stick man with a cross through it.
Can I make a society check to kind of get a gist of what this could mean?
Yeah, I'd take a society to try and be able to translate it.
It's a 21. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not amazing. Yeah, you get the feeling it's a tavern. The mug of ale could probably tell you that. You think one of the words in it is break on the side. And the looking at the sign below it, one of the words you think is only.
I'm pretty sure that's his break, and that's his only.
Oh, does that mean it's the break room only?
It could mean that. It could mean we're going to break your arms only once. It could mean if you need a break, you can only have one in one work day.
Well, if you break this, it's only 650 gold pieces.
It could be that. It could be, like, I didn't understand those two words.
Oh, all right. Well, how do you understand that anyway? That's pretty good.
Just reminiscent of an old language I learned once.
What's that called?
That is called Tingalidu.
Tingalidu?
Tingalidu, which is
Who is that spoken by?
A very select few Tengus, myself included.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's kind of a made-up language, but the symbols are very similar. So, I mean, all words are made up.
So the Jotun language is extremely similar to a made-up language that you made and told your
friends.
I
didn't make it. No, it's just a very select few Tengus.
Tingly-do,
yeah. Tingly-do. It might not be its proper name, to be honest. Someone might, you know.
Hello. Should we just go in?
Is anybody in there? He knocks on the door.
You bang on the door. There's no answer from it, but as you listen at the door, you can hear the sound of music, and you feel warmth from the other side of the door.
I open the door.
You push. Give me a strength check to open this gigantic door.
My fingerprint's not working!
Ross has put his tablet on a different chair to where he is, so he's having to...
It's miles away. Yeah.
Compressing his entire body.
It's running out of battery, so he's resting it on the comfortable chair. Why not put it? So it won't use as much battery, because we all know that the tablets, when they're comfortable, they actually use less battery.
Put it in a different room, man.
23.
There we go.
My bad.
You, with rippling muscles, Fortin, you push on the door and the door swings open. Into a warmly lit
Grandma?
Tavern. What a callback to something that someone...
Patrons. Yeah.
Patreon show. Patreon.com/DangerClubPodcast if you want some more... Cozy grandma content. It is a warmly lit tavern. Everything in here, however, is gigantic. The tables are gigantic. The chairs are gigantic. The bar is gigantic. And the patrons are gigantic. There is a big fireplace in one corner burning away with a big mantelpiece over it. There are sort of various... look like mining implements and things on plaques decorating the place. There are about half a dozen Azers in here. You don't think they're the same ones that threw rocks at you. It's quite hard to tell. They all look drowsy and tired. They're kind of chatting amongst themselves. They barely look up when you come in. They're just kind of drinking and they look pretty glassy-eyed as you look in the eye. Behind the bar, there is an enormous gentleman with a single eye in the center of his forehead. He is wearing an apron and he is cleaning down the bar. He's just pouring big mugs of ale out for a couple of the other for some of the patrons. As you open the door, he calls out to you. He calls out to you in Jotun, which sounds like
tingly do.
Do you speak common, sir?
I speak common.
Good. Hello.
What are you doing here?
I am Fulton Battlestone, and we have been travelling up the mountain, and we are very weary.
I don't allow you typing here.
Huh?
We don't allow you typing here.
You don't allow me our type. Or
don't you read the sign?
I did not understand it.
Can you not read your turn?
No.
These two words.
It says very clearly, it says giant only.
Well, I am a giant of sorts to an insect.
One of the heirs is like.
Should we play this? It's called The Publican. It hasn't got one eye in the middle of its head, but you know.
Would you describe yourself as a publican?
This is the thirsty break. This is my poop.
Let's play the card.
You throw the card up.
Throws the card.
It glows. Yay. And hovers in the air. This one is having an effect in the room.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
We would just like to have a room, if possible.
You want to use the giant poop? The tiny people want to use the giant pub.
We'd just like to come in and have a drink and have a sit down. To be honest, we don't need to stay here.
We're paying customers. Between us, we've got quite a lot of gold pieces.
Yeah. There's 650. We're not really sure who.
Okay. If you want to use the giant pub, you must buy a one-night guest membership.
What is
this? Oh, my God. 650 gold pieces.
How much is it?
100 gold.
100 gold. What,
each?
100 gold. You
each?
Can use the perp.
No, each? Listen, no, listen, 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 lads. We can camp outside. Like,
yeah,
I'll
we
just
don't
make
need
a little
to.
Bit
yeah,
of
yeah,
sold this place. Fuck
stupid.
All right, we're not going to do that. We're going to leave now.
Hang on, hang on. We have just played a card. Hang on. How about? Because you know it might give us a little bit of.
Hey, do to me.
I'm talking to you. I'm just like.
Don't be so rude.
This is our conversation.
Little people are always so rude.
Oh fuck this! Let's camp out. I was going to try and be nice, but you know what? I can't be bothered.
I don't want you to be nice.
Do you know where to find the TikTok man?
He points at a door behind him.
Oh, he lives here, does he?
Right. The man lives in the Kudura.
Okay, well, if we buy a drink, will he let us go in there?
If you pay the fee.
No.
Is it each?
How about we don't pay the fee, right? And
how about
you just
some cookery?
Let us go our merry old way.
How about I beat one of your finest people here in an arm wrestling match and you let us stay here with free drink?
Free of charge.
Herbert, squish you into jam and I use you to make a little open sandwich.
I think that sounds like a duel, my friend.
He squares up. He steps around holding a pair of beer mugs and squares up to you, Fulton.
Okay, let's. Are we going lethal or non-lethal?
He bangs the beer mugs and they crack some of the table.
Okay, I guess it's lethal then.
Good luck, mate.
Yes, I'm all rooting for you and the giant man.
Nice one for taking one for the team.
If you want any of them healing potions back, just let me know.
All right, let's go.
Knuckles, and then, all right, he's squaring up to Fulton. Fulton, roll for initiative.
Oh, shit.
Do you all want to roll initiative in case you want to dive in?
He's just having a normal arm wrestle, right? It's just a standard arm wrestle.
Yeah, he's having a normal arm wrestle.
With the giants.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, so is it just me then him? Or is it
unless the others join in. The Aces aren't showing any sign of getting involved.
23 at the moment.
23. He approaches you holding a tankard up above his head, threat menacingly to swing at you, but you act first. You
I So is he going to... He's not... He doesn't look like he wants to arm wrestle.
No, he's going to hit you in the face with a tankard.
Oh, he lied.
Come on.
Also, if we kill the publican, all the rest of the giants are going to start on us.
Man. I'm going to switch out with one action to my warhammer.
Cool. You drop the axe on the floor. You pull the warhammer.
And then... That is 23.
He closes on you.
Do I not get anything from the card?
Card. You don't get anything from the card, but he is being affected by the card.
Good.
Okay. 23 is a miss. You swing, and you swing, but he
Try again?
For you. Yes, you can have one more attack because he moved up to you. So
25.
25 is also a miss.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
This was curious. Would you like a bug?
Come on, then.
Cool. Okay. Right. See you in a bit. So you've got this. Velikos walks outside.
You've got your new armor now, haven't you, lad? Eh?
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to hit me.
Hey, it could be fine.
Okay, he hits you with a gigantic mug. Two on the die for a dirty 20. That's a miss.
He's got plus 18.
He's going to swing again. He swings again. Fucking hell.
Climb up his trousers.
That is also a miss. That's another dirty 20. And then for his final one, he uses Flash of Insight as a free action. His eye glows for a moment as he seems to study you. He sees all possible futures because Cyclops in Pathfinder are like oracles. They can see the future. Nice. So it can see part of it, which means he gets an automatic success, but not a critical success. So it's an automatic hit on you. I'm going to regret using that one. But he hits you over the head with a tankard, dealing 22 points of damage. Smashes you with a tankard around the head. That's his turn. Top of the round. Does anyone else want to get involved, or are we going straight back to Fulton?
I mean, this is all on Fulton.
It's kind of all on Fulton, and it is a pub full of giants who, like, I think they've got the same idea we have.
I mean, it doesn't look like an arm wrestle anymore. No, Sir Algan, what do you think?
I think we should kill them all.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Slit their throats while they're asleep.
Oh, none of them are asleep. Wow.
That one is. One of them's nodding off. He's like, I could have him. Pulls a little knife out.
Okay, it'd take you a while, though, with that, wouldn't it?
You're a strange paladin, I can say that much. Are you sure you're a paladin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is your first name Algan or Arcan? Was it?
Algan the Everseeing. Just like I can see that guy's going to nod off any second. Then knifey.
Doesn't sound like a paladin's name, but yeah,
it doesn't sound like a paladin, no. Alright, let's just give it 6 more seconds.
Decide to give it another round.
I switch out my warhammer to my axe.
Okay, you drop the warhammer. So another action, you pick up the axe.
So one go.
Go on, Fulton, tell him the prices are fucking ridiculous in here.
33.
33 is a hit.
Okie dokie.
Was that Furious Focus?
It was one action to drop it, one action to pick up, right?
No, it's only if you drop it on the floor, it's free.
Okay, so. Cool. Yes, it was.
So it can be a Furious Focus. Have yourself an extra die.
17 plus 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 points of damage.
14, that's something.
No, sorry. 24. 24 points of damage.
24 points of damage is better.
Boom.
Okay, you smash him with the axe. Oh, he staggers backwards. And he comes at you again with his with a flurry of tankards. he tries to hit you once. There we go, that's a bit more like it. That is a 34.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That's a hit. He hits you once with the tankard. You take fine. You take another 22 points of bludgeoning damage. Then he moves away from you. He moves back around behind the bar.
Do I get an attack of op?
You do indeed.
Do I get? Is it my max?
It's at your max.
And that's a fumble.
Oh God! Oh, what's it say?
It says you are slowed one until the end of your next turn.
For fuck's sake. So next round you have two actions, and he's moved away from you. So that's good. Good. He moves around behind the bar, and then he hurls a tankard at you. Natural 20. Critical tankard. right, it's a...
How did this fight start?
In it, yeah. I thought we played a card. That's going to be fine now.
Yeah.
So it's...
but no, tankard's flying.
Just to check, yeah, 33 does hit you, so it's still,
yes.
It's still a crit. So it hits you with a natural 20. Thunder strike, double damage, and the target is deafened until healed. Hits Fulton straight in the ear with a tankard. Fulton takes 4... Fulton takes 21 points. No, wait, it's doubled. Fulton takes 42 points of damage massive tankard. A tankard, like, almost as big as him, just hits him straight around the side of the head. And you can't hear anything. Your ears are just ringing.
How you doing, buddy? Just speak up. Say something if you want us to step in at any moment. Just give us a shout. I think he's fine. I think he's fine.
I think he's all right.
Yeah,
I'm going to dismiss you at the gym.
How are we all feeling? Top of the round before we go back into it.
All right, Caragor sighs, gets his longbow out.
All right,
prey. I don't think this is a very good idea. No, I think we should probably just leave.
Just leave it. 101. I'm good.
You're just taking a lot of damage from a tank.
No, it's fine. Leave.
Either way, look, the rationale is this: he's standing in the way of us getting through that door with a TikTok man. So if he's fighting our mate now, we should probably do something.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to just go, yeah, all right, go through now. So we'll probably have to take
sneak
him out
in there.
What, while he's killing Fulton?
Yeah. He said he's all right.
Just so you know, Velder, I'm ever so slightly closer to Fulton than you are, and it's not like he's about to die, but I'd say within the next 15 seconds, we should probably do something.
But he said he was fine. Are you telling me that Fulton wasn't telling the truth about how...
Listen, Velder, he's sex mad at the moment. You know, he's full of overconfidence.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
I'm just going to shoot this guy.
Yeah. Right? Fulton's face is just swollen up and he's spitting out teeth. Mate.
Hunt prey. Oh, that was going to be a fucking better roll. And it wasn't. So the first one is 22.
22 is a miss.
The next one is 24.
24 is a miss.
Okay. just put a thumb up.
Incredible. He ducks behind.
I don't think
they
this is
slam
a fight
to the bar.
We can win.
No. The second one wasn't a 22. Okay. Sorry, I subtracted the wrong thing. Whatever. It's. No, yeah.
Bubba or Velder, are either of you going to jump into the combat here?
I think this is going to escalate things. I'm not sure this is a good idea.
But I don't think there's much else we could do. And I'll chuck some magic missiles.
Okay, Bubs gets involved.
Yeah, I've already done it.
All right, give me that damage.
35 points of damage. That was a good roll, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a great roll, mate.
Good. You blast him full of magic missiles, which are not affected by him hiding behind the bar. So, bam, 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 bam.
Oh, no, where did the fire, you stupid little canary bird? I heard you.
Okay, and I think actually Algon is going to jump in at this point. Algon draws his sword and just comes running across the bar, screaming, "Murder!" For good! he runs around behind the bar and he stabs him. And that is a hit. And he stabs him with his longsword for... Okay. Stabs him 24 points of damage.
Nice.
Stabs him in the foot. Which means we come around.
Oh, for goodness sake, all right. Fine.
Velder, finally.
Boom, he just puts his hand up, sudden bolt. Comes whistling down and smacks into him behind his thing. Sudden bolt is a reflex save.
Reflex save, all right. He goes.
Basic reflex.
Basic reflex. That is going to be a 25.
25, that is...
I think that's a fail.
That is a fail, not a crit fail.
Okay, give us some damage.
Okay, that is 4d12. So here we go. Let's get the old d12 out.
Get them d12s out.
That is... I can't even see in this thing. So two. Oh, two.
Four.
Four. That's 10. Oh, God. Well, that's slightly better. So 21. Not too bad. Thank you. Thank you, numbers man, at the end there. There we go. 21.
Boom!
I don't really want to kill this guy.
Bolt of lightning through the ceiling hits him.
Look, just stand down, you silly publican. Look, honestly, we just want to go see the TikTok, man. We don't give a fuck about this.
Fulton. So he's now... You have two actions this round.
Yeah, I walk up to him and then hit him, I guess, with my one.
Yep, you walk around behind the bar. You run around behind the bar.
It's a massive bar.
Yeah. How big are they in relation to us?
Yeah, fantasy giants really vary in size, don't they? Yeah, so we're talking like, what, 9 feet or 20?
No, we're talking more like sort of 12, something like that. So they're not like towering above you, but it's like...
Right, okay.
If you, I guess the scale would be if you were children in an adult environment, that's kind of how much bigger everything is. That's kind of how...
It's like hobbits and...
Yeah, yeah, you feel like hobbits compared to these guys. They are all Ian McKellen.
36.
Was that 26?
36.
36 is a hit.
Smash it with my tank. It's right there.
Bilbo. 19 points of damage.
Smash
my tank.
That's it. Because you're slowed.
Yes. But it runs off now because it's the end of my neck.
You run over and just bury the axe in his hamstring. It's his turn. He falls onto the bar of forwards. He's like,
wait. I'm willing to offer you a discount. I'm willing to offer you the mercy discount. Any 50 gold?
Make it 600 and give it to my friend.
Wait, no, hang on. That's, you said the wrong thing.
No.
Oh, for fucking hell!
Oh, my God. We're not robbing him. We're supposed to be giving him money.
No, I mean, make it... Give us 600 and you've got yourself a deal.
What? No!
Well, then I'll kill you.
Just make it free and we're fine.
Look, we're willing to buy a beer. We're fine. We'll buy stuff. But
I'll let you through. I wave the rune, the giant rune for today, and I'll let you through, and you can speak to the TikTok man.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I got like
giant,
every third word.
Would anyone be annoyed if I killed him?
No, yeah, I'd be annoyed. Stop it.
Algonda says, I vote with the dwarf. I say no survivors.
Of course you would.
Okay, fine.
Let's not kill anyone.
Almost killed me.
How much is your beer?
Down to 59 hit points.
600 gold pieces.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask the question first.
One gold piece of beer.
Quite big. Do you want a beer that's the size of Fulton?
Yeah, I can get 12 of them because the silver cooker is in town. I'm not going to get 12 though. I'll just get one. Wait, are we buying? Do we have to buy?
We don't have to buy anything.
Yeah,
he said we'll let you in for free.
We're just going into the TikTok, man. Let's go.
No beers for us.
I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he needs to be healed. Shania rolls her eyes and comes over. Actually, no, you can do healing. I'm not Shaniaing you out of this one. Trump can solve his own problem.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to save you right now. Get some rest. Nothing.
Look, we might have to fight a TikTok man in a volcano.
I might have to soothe him just so we don't have to go through this gag again of someone being deaf. Do you remember the last time? Fuck you. All right, I cast soothe.
You cast soothe and you do some healing, so you get whatever hit points that does, and that does cure the that cures the deafness as well.
Here you get 20 points back.
Nice.
Alright, okay, here now. There we go. Popped it.
There you go.
Let's go to see the TikTok man.
Knock on the door. Boom,
boom, boom. You knock on the door. You hear from the side,
"Who dares knock on my door?"
Oh, mate, is this going to be another... Danger Club! The Danger Club. The Blue heroes of this land.
No, don't say that.
Well, we're just here to see...
We are the heroes of this land.
We're here to see the TikTok man.
The TikTok man.
The TikTok man.
Yeah.
He lives on Drury Lane.
That swine. Step foot in here and see the work of the TikTok man.
Open the door.
You push the door open. It's open. The pub landlord gets out of the way. Like he goes and slumps in a chair. He's almost dead. He's been battered so much by you all. And I've had that all turned very Scorsese in like one round, didn't it? It was kind of a bit of a back and forth, and then all of you just turned and just opened up on him in one round.
Yeah, we all
no, please.
We all opened up equally, didn't we, lads? Yeah,
We all three of us
just like broadsided the fucker, right, guys? Yeah,
I love the way Scott, you're having such undercurrents of thoughts about like, am I any good? Yeah.
The past few months, really. I mean, what did I do wrong?
Currently, used to be great, but now,
do you know what though? Some of the classes like. Because you were really powerful early on, and like some of them do plateau a little bit because you're like, I found the paladin.
You're multi-class, haven't you?
It's kind of multi-class.
It's got an
roguey thing.
He's super versatile, is the thing, though. It's Caragor can do a bit of everything
except kill people.
It's true. There was a reason why I started trying to be a bit more less violent a while back. It was role playing. Oh shit, I can't actually fucking do it anymore.
Oh gosh.
So let's talk about this one. No, come on, Cam, just kill him. No, I'm not sure.
Twitch chat.
Just talk it out. Any locks to pick?
Algon pats you on the shoulder. He goes, "Don't worry, friend. There's plenty of murdering to be done yet."
Oh, that's not reassuring.
So you push through the door and you step into a very warm room. You can feel you're getting further into the volcano here. This is a cave made of stone. There is one very noticeable thing about this room, and that is in the center of the room, there is an enormous stone head of what looks like a giant, a big bearded man with a shocked expression on its face. It's basically up to its neck, and it's just the head that seems to be poking out through. Completely made of stone, unmoving, unblinking, just staring at you as you come through with a wide open mouth. Can't see its shoulders, can't see that. There is also standing in the room before a door that leads further on. Standing up from a table, there is another giant. There is a giant with it's wearing black armor. It has a great sword sheathed at its back. There is an immediate smell of kind of sulfur and burning coals as you come in here, and you can see that there are its hair is flickering with flame. And there's just wisps of smoke coming off it. This giant is bigger. It's around about 16 feet tall. So this giant is bigger than the ones outside. It calls out to you as you push open the door. There's,
"I am Ongar of the Flame. I am the herald and defender of Smith. See what malice your precious TikTok man has done here. Why should I not crush you like bugs?"
"Do you hate him?"
"The TikTok man is a plague upon these lands." It gestures to the head and just, "See what evil he does."
"Turns people's heads to stone."
"Who was this?"
"This was Smith, the greatest of the giants of this realm. He was only curious. He was only coming to see what was happening, what had appeared within this world. And look what the TikTok man did to him."
Is there any way he could be cured or like released from his stone prison?
I mean, he's just a head.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering.
Just a head.
I mean, just what a magnificent head.
The head is all we can see, for the rest of him is trapped below here.
In a rocky prison, you see, that's what I was getting at.
Well,
he's massive, isn't he?
We share the same feelings of the Tick Tom, and we need to talk.
We wish to free Smith.
Yeah, we'll free Smith if we can.
You see, we need to talk to the TikTok man and get something that belongs to us.
Do you know where he is?
Why would you want to talk with a TikTok man?
Talk or kill.
Definitely kill, says Algan.
Yeah, well, probably must have killed.
It's not. Maybe.
You found your niche, haven't you?
I've got a brand.
He comes by here sometimes, and I stand here to protest, to call out to him, to say that he must change his ways, to say that he must change his mind, that he must help Smith. But I don't think he even can. I grow angrier by the day that no one seems to care. No one seems to take the time to cure the greatest of giant kind, to help somebody. Makes me mad.
We will help.
Fulton, the best person we've got to heal is sort of asleep at the moment. But she can help Smith.
Yeah. Maybe in the next episode.
She might be here on the next record.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Just give us 15 minutes of vamping and fluffing.
And then we'll get back to you.
How would one free your friend from the prison?
Yeah, that was the question
prison
I was asking before Velda cut in and said this on your head.
If I knew that, if I knew how to transform him back, I would have done it long ago. But the Mountain King has been trapped here for so long. If any of you have the power, have great power of magic, if any of you are powerful wizards and can undo this magic, then perhaps there is hope.
Our greatest wizard sort of fell asleep just then, didn't you?
I did. Yes, sorry.
You've
been working nights.
Velda, we need to use a spell to release this. Is it something like stone move or restoration or something?
No. So, possibly restoration, but that's a clerical spell. And also, you could shape stone, but that would make like horrible tunnels in his head.
I could cast mend.
See
if that works.
The fabulously low level spell mend.
Yeah, you never know.
Will remove curse or something? Is it a curse?
Or maybe just a healing potion?
Can I do a knowledge arcana check to see him work out what's gone on here?
Yeah, that's probably a
knowledge arcana check.
Yes. I feel like it's become a story point that Velda's not got the right spell.
Well, I mean, none of restoration or clerical. It's not my field, babe.
Babe.
29
development, wasn't it?
A 29. So you would need any kind of a spell that can reverse. I think, is there a stone to flesh spell?
Stone to flesh.
Yeah, there is. Stone to flesh.
Six, level six.
It's a primal spell. Divine or primal spell?
Primal level 6 spell, eh?
Yeah, it's
so that's above my rank and also not my field. So that would be Shania, actually. I think primal, isn't she?
Yep, you might have. I would take creative solutions if you have any, but yeah, that's up to you as to know.
Can I make a sort of, I don't know.
My pay grade.
I don't know. Let's say a bardic lore.
A bardic
lore. See if there's any other way that this, I know I get a little discount on this, not discount, but you know, it's not as big because it's barred. Stop talking. Control it.
It's all right.
Yeah. So normally we fill it, but you were just, you were chatting away.
And the fact is, that I love it, you weren't even rolling the dice, you're just rolling your hand.
33 on the bardic lore, which
33,
is 33,
it's a pretty, good roll. If it's a curse, maybe a remove curse might help. If it's if you could dispel it, perhaps, if you had a powerful enough dispel magic, you might be able to undo the magic that had done this.
Argyle. Argiast.
Algan.
You have divine magic. Surely you could turn this person from stone to flesh with your divine magic.
I unfortunately not. I do not have access to any magic. The great Desna has not granted me spells in some time.
Why?
They disappeared
Is it because you're a bit of a murder paladin?
They disappeared sometime around the time the murdering began. And the torture.
If this is a made-up place, we could surely just write a spell.
With the power of our imagination. Yeah. All right, everyone.
Imagination.
Let's perform a spell.
Yeah, let's perform the spell from stone to flesh.
Dan, will that work, or do we just need to look at Shania's character sheet?
Well, it's a level 6 spell, so she won't have access to it either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm up to level 5. I've just got to level 5.
Oh, right, I see.
Wow. Level 6 is pretty...
Well, this module was started with our level in mind, so it must be available to us somehow.
Well, there may be a creative solution.
Can we perform...
Also, do you want to wake up a giant mountain man?
Can we perform...
If we help this guy, I think it's a good idea, isn't it?
You could try. I will take any sort of creative. I like the idea of writing things
a spell.
In.
Yeah.
We
don't have their book, do we? That they were writing in.
We've got a pen.
We've got a pen. Let's try that. That might be a good vibe. Actually, let's write something on paper, which has like a new spell. Yeah. To remove curse or something.
And we'll come up with some components like stuff they use in stone crafting like. Like Volton, lime or something, or
yeah.
So we'll use my magic and your stone cutting. And
yeah,
that'll be in the spell. And then when we do the thing, when I do the spell and you do the thing,
and Velda's just got to take the quill and write it.
Yeah.
Do you have any parchment? Do you have any parchment, Arcus?
I probably have a bit of parchment.
I think Velda has parchment on him. Yeah.
Let's get the pen out
write it on the back of the map you've been making.
Right on the map I've been making for the last
4 years.
Yeah, you've just been making
I'm not defiling my beautiful map. That's going to be my pension one day. Right, so...
we start.
So yeah, you write your own spell using. So tell me, what's the story of this spell? Because this is a realm of stories. Everything comes from a tale here. Everything has a reason for existing.
Once upon a time.
Are we let's do a liney.
Yeah, let's do it.
God.
Yes. Once upon a time.
Oh, I thought you were going to do another Mac and Jack episode.
There was a man who was worried that one day someone would be trapped in stone.
Oh, is it this way around? Okay.
Well, whatever way you want to go. That's anti-clockwise. You want to go the other way?
I didn't ask for Uncle Clockwise.
Uncle Clockwise.
Uncle Clockwise is coming.
And one day... No, wait. What was the last thing you said?
A man was worried that one day someone would be trapped in stone.
And on that day, he feared he'd be left all alone.
So, he devised a way...
Wait, are you doing it out of character? Because mine was...
All right. He devised a way to...
turn stone back to bone.
Turn stone.
It doesn't have to fucking rhyme. It's not. No, it doesn't. It's not a poem. It's a story, not a poem.
And this is the land of fables and poetry bollocks. The stories. They all love their rhyme.
Then. What was it? To bone.
Alcon jumps in. He said, "To slay all of the wizards who had caused him distress."
Don't write that.
That's out the meter.
What was your line? What was your line?
I
can't help but feel you skipped past your line because you couldn't think of anything to rhyme.
No. I said, so he devised a way to turn flesh from stone to flesh.
To bone.
To bone.
We can change
There's so many crossed out words.
You can change the rhyming scheme as we go along.
Yeah.
So he went deep into his cottage home. There you go.
And the magical melodies started to sew.
That doesn't rhyme at all.
You can have near rhymes.
What? No. What? No, apparently you need exact rhymes, don't we? We didn't need rhymes at all, by the way.
Listen, if I'm going to see to anyone's opinion, it's probably going to be the bard, all right?
And also, why are we rhyming every line?
That's what I mean. We don't have to rhyme anything.
You can rhyme the first two, then the second two, or you can rhyme the first one with the last one.
I don't think you have anything to stand on, Velda. I think you added that whole section about a cottage, which seems completely irrelevant. It's derailed the whole story. I think it's stupid. No one wants property stories to come into the middle of it.
Let me change the line.
What is it, Fellowship of the Ring?
You can't change my line.
No, my line, not yours. So he sat down and all the magic was sown. There you go. Now it fucking rhymes. There you go. That's the spell.
That's it. The spell.
That's enough.
incredible. Give me a...
I'm a bard.
I love a bit. I just wizards in the college being like, in this new spell, stop adding lines. We've got this. We've got this, but we've got enough. No, it's not enough. You need two more lines.
You're convoluting it.
And it needs rhyme. It needs to rhyme.
Sort of makes sense.
Okay, I want a perform check from Bubba. I will take an assist from anyone who wants to, but bear in mind it is possible to crit fail and
ooh, okay.
With my dice, away from really? It.
Mine's a 25 for performance.
And if you have any cards or anything that you want to play, then there's an opportunity to do that as well.
My performance is 22.
22, so that's a success. That pumps it up.
I've got a card that's the Mountain Man, but it's got nothing to do with what we're seeing.
This is a little
some barbarian dude who's just killed a dragon in front of a cottage. I mean, it's
the Mountain Man. This might be the Mountain Man trapped in stone. This might help, actually.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'd say play it.
I don't know.
5 minutes left. Play
just
it.
Just do it.
Fuck it. Just play it, man.
All right. Do you guys want to play the Mountain Man? I have reservations, but...
Do you know the Mountain Man?
This time, I'm not saying anything, but you guys seem sure, so...
Yeah, why not?
I'd say play it. Why not? I mean, like...
All right. On Colin and Ross's head, be it.
Do you play the Mountain Man?
I didn't want to play
this
Mountain Man.
This is not a team like effort, man.
This is a
accusing people. This is on your head, be it.
This is like the last 5 minutes before the boardroom on The Apprentice, where he was like, I just want you to know that this was your decision and not mine. Right. So long as you're happy with that, then you take full responsibility. The card ignites and flies up.
Yeah. Into
the
air.
Boom. Yes, on Ross and Colin's heads.
And the spell bursts into life, and you can see that the spell is charged with magic. This will allow one of you to attempt a counteract check. But even though you don't have the correct spell, you've created a spell which is effectively a stoned flesh spell. It will allow you to attempt to counteract the magic that is currently affecting this guy.
What would be the role?
It would be a spell check. So it's basically a spell attack. So you want the person with the best spell attack to try and cast this spell.
Surely that's Zelda.
Spell attack.
Mine's plus 11.
Spell attack?
Yeah.
Why have you got a spell attack?
Because I've gained this
spell.
Gained
a spells, isn't he?
Heroism.
Oh, what? What the fuck am I doing?
My spell attack is plus 17.
Nice.
Mine's 16, so you go ahead.
Okay.
Have you got any hero points left?
I've got one hero
point. You got a hero point, and can you think of any... can anyone think of any way that they might be able to help?
I can G up his magic.
Yeah,
okay. With a thing.
A song?
With Inspire Courage.
Yeah.
Yes, it will affect her. Well, yeah, it wouldn't affect a counteract, but I will, because this is creative magic, because you are using the power of stories, I'll take a perform check as an aid check.
Cool, okay.
So give me a perform check.
Yeah, it's better than my last one. So that's 17.
Okay.
It's 20, 31.
31, critical success. You get a plus 2 excellent. To this.
Okay. Can I also use my heroism? It says I give... granting plus 1 status bonus to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks.
It's a counteract, so I don't think it really counts as a
Can I add with the performance check?
Yeah.
Can I enhance that performance check by cracking a smoke stick to really enhance the vibe?
It's already a crit, but absolutely, you go for. I feel like you need a win, so
do
yeah.
I? Yeah. Not wrong. Do I stand a chance of fucking it up?
No, you can definitely throw some smoke around. If Bubba had a poorer role, I would have let you help that, but he's got the best you can get.
Do you know what? I'm going to leave this. This is okay. The spellcaster guys that seems to have got this.
All right. Here we go. Right, so I'm going to try to counter plus 17.
You try to counteract it.
Oof, it's a decent roll.
It's a good roll.
Okay.
That is 33 plus 2, so that's 35.
35. You read out the spell, which I won't make you all now remember. That would be such a pain. You hold the magic out, you channel magical power into the great stone head. The fire giant next to you puts its hand in its sword and says, "Just so you know, if you mess this up, I'm going to take your head off, wizard." You channel magical power into the stone head, and that's where we'll leave it for tonight. This week's podcast was brought to you by our amazing patrons, specifically this week, Stephanie Moonis. Steph, thank you so much for having our backs. We love you for it. If you want to have our backs as well and you want to get some bonus material, loads of podcasts you can't get anywhere else, go to patreon.com/dangerclubpodcast. Thank you, Steph.